Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, come on, hit us with the stats.
It's not stats. Okay. It could just be a personal opinion, but it's not a personal opinion. It's actually a story.
Okay.
Can't talk today. Having a dog in your dating profile picture increases your chances of a romantic match.
Yeah. Look, no.
Shh. New research has revealed that including a photo of your pet on your online dating profile can boost your chances of meeting a partner. And you're even more likely to if it's a golden retriever.
Okay, yeah, don't get me wrong. Golden retrievers, good-looking dogs, and they tend to come with a warm, nice person. Like, you don't see someone that's super aggressive and just mean having a golden retriever. It just doesn't happen.
That's true, because they're lovely dogs.
But you know how they say pets look like their owners?
Sometimes.
Is that the reason why?
Because I don't know.
If it's a good-looking dog, it's always a good-looking owner.
Look, all I know is that a dog could be the key to finding
happiness.
Love online. Even if it isn't your own pet, apparently.
Okay, and
anyone else, just get a rando dog, take a picture of it.
Does it have to be a dog, or is it just a pet?
It's a pet. I reckon a pet.
See?
Any pets.
I don't know. Okay, picture this. Ready?
Yeah.
Everyone picture this at home. I'm there, standing there, smiling.
Yeah.
Same picture, same person, same everything, but I'm holding a chicken in each arm.
Hilarious.
No,
I'd be like,
weird.
I'd be like, that guy has a sense of humor.
No, you go,
that's funny.
That guy is going to remain single for a long time.
No! So, a survey of more than 1,000 pet owners who use dating apps found that over three quarters, that was 76% to be precise, of them would be more likely to match with someone who featured a dog in their photos or bios.
Wow, that's a huge amount.
And golden retrievers, as I said before, ranked in first.
Mm-hmm.
Other breeds that are likely to positively influence matches are cockapoos, which is...
What is that?
So, Cocker Spaniel Spoodle. Well, it's a spoodle.
Right, okay.
Which is what I have. So,
ooh,
if I was single, Fergus...
Wouldn't be single for long.
Wouldn't at all. Evan would see it and be like, yeah. Except Evan doesn't like our dog, so maybe
okay.
It would work for him. Anyway, get a pet, put it in your profile picture.
No.
Bob's your uncle.
You can't just wrap this whole thing up because I've got many questions. Do you think profile pictures with pets make someone more attractive? That's what I want to know.
Because
I disagree. Maybe a golden retriever because it's that nice, sensitive, warm kind of dog. But if you just blanket rule, have a picture with a pet and you're more successful in the dating world, disagree.
Can we get Rachel to mock up a photo of you
with chickens
and then put a dog or a cat next to you and then get people to vote which photo is more attractive? So what we're getting Rachel from our digital team to mock up a photo, one of just Jazeel,
mm-hmm.
and then the other Jazeel with a dog, and you get to vote which one's more attractive. Fun.
I don't think it makes a difference at all. And I would also like another picture of me holding two chickens because you also said, no, it'll work. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be voted the very lowest.
Okay, go home, hold your chickens and get Kim to take a photo.
This is way too much work.
So we want to know, do you think profile pictures with pets make someone more attractive? Vivian texted in, nah, Jazeel, a girl would see those beautiful blue eyes and big smile and be smitten. You don't need a dog or chooks.
Vivian, bless your heart.
Vivian, are you a bit of a J fan?
Vivian, I'm a fan of you, if that's what you say. So,
Marissa also thinks that it shows that they're loving people with warm hearts.
And Tom says definitely makes them more attractive.
Yeah. Yes, if you see for me it would be like a dude and like a little dog. Yes!
A little dog.
What if he had a
bull terrier?
For any animal. Look, this is very, very
what
like...
What animal would not make them more attractive? Like, as you said,
camel?
For you it would be a bird. Because you're petrified of those things.
Who's
got a camel as a pet?
You've just been out in the desert. Out in the outback.
Hey, this is Alice.
You know that camels are like a thing in the outback. They're like a pest.
Yeah, I almost ran one over by accident.
Did you?
I had no idea. So I'd moved to Australia. I was up in the mines driving the big trucks, going along. And in the middle of nowhere, and there was a camel that snuck up next to me. And those things can run.
Yeah, they're fast.
I could not believe it.
Did you have a heart attack?
Well, I was thinking, Now, there's no zoo. It hasn't escaped from a zoo. I was going through everything. And the moment I finished driving, I got on my phone and was like, are there camels in Western Australia?
Or am I hallucinating and need more water?
It was one of the coolest experiences to just be driving with a camel right next to you. And he stayed with me for a very long time. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.